what sort of shape are we in economically? The Reserve Bank this week, of course, bumped the OCR again. And there is apparently much more where that came from. Lockdown, they think, whacked us in the third quarter, but there is a bounce back coming in Q4, which is October, November and December. In other words, where we are at the moment. So what about the borders? What about travel? Lots to cover off with the Reserve Bank Governor, Adrian Orr, who is with us. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Very simple explanation for people who don't follow these matters particularly closely. Why are we one of the few Reserve Banks or countries in the world at the moment bumping the OCR and continuing to do so?
Yeah, so we set the level of interest rates to achieve low and stable inflation for New Zealand, and inflation pressures are here, and it's time for us to start removing some of the monetary stimulus that we put in place to get us through this, the recent tough period that COVID brought upon us.
America's so got inflation. Why aren't they moving?
They started from a different position. There is a lot of questioning around when and by how much the US will move. So the direction is the same. They're just choosing their own timing for their own decision making.
As regards our economic growth or lack of it, you're saying what, -3 for Q3 this year?
I think we had about a -7%.
Sorry, -7. And is it 5.8 plus on the upside for Q4?
That's right, and then back into what I'd call a more normalised growth rate, subject to all of the challenges of the virus for the calendar year ahead.
Given what we know now versus what we knew, say, a year and a half ago when COVID first arrived, how sure are you of these predictions, or are we still guessing?
Well, the first thing is, the predictions are always incredibly uncertain, and the good news is we get to have another crack every 6 weeks and observe as we go. And you're dead right. We have never come through this is a 1 in 100 year type event. And the economic data is just incredibly volatile, and it's a day by day event. Having said that, I'm just incredibly pleased on how well the economy has weathered on average. Of course, there's pockets of severe distress, but we are, record low unemployment. We've got inflation expectations still anchored in the financial systems rock solid.
When you say unemployment's low, there's no question it is low, but there's still a lot of people on benefits and we have tremendous difficulties around finding labour. And can you not argue that the position we find ourselves in is because simply no one else is coming into the country and we were always going to end up this way anyway?
That's a big part of it. It's in one sense, it's a problem, but it's a quality problem. There's more demand than there is supply. Labour, people are one of the most scarce resources. And when you don't have the ability to bring people in, that's the case. So, we're having to change our ways in some sense. We're going to have to think much harder around education, and inclusion in the labour force. But there will always be this challenge to have everyone who wants to be engaged fully in the labour force and to use offshore talent when needed.
Stephen Topliss at the BNZ, he talks about your forecasting GDP growth of only 0.3% a quarter over much of the 2.5 years from July of next year through December of 2024, which he describes as not far from a recession. How can we argue the economy's good when it's barely out of recession?
Yeah, I think, I'll take the emotional word good out of the way. We are through this incredibly volatile period, and we are looking forward in a strong starting position, one where there are terms of trade, our exports of prices and volumes are very strong. We've still got strong household and business balance sheets, in part because they have been strongly supported by the government's balance sheet. And we've got a very engaged labour force, and there's a lot of pent-up demand for the things that New Zealand can offer the rest of the world. The 0.3 growth rates, who knows where they'll come. What we're saying is that need growth to be positive but slower than what will come through in order to take some of the inflation pressures out of the economy.
How much constraint do you think is there on the economy through lack of labour and therefore dovetailing into particularly post-April when the borders allegedly are open and the world can come in? What effect do you think there will be on one, tourism, and two, the labour force if people decide to stay and buy a house and get a job?
Yeah, well, without doubt, the single biggest shock that's happened globally is the ability to produce goods and services when mobility has been so constrained. And so, what economists call potential output, how much can we grow on average through time, has been constrained in the short term because goods and services, capital equipment and people haven't been able to move. So there is, the average pace of the vehicle that we're trying to drive is slower at the moment. We hope that when the borders reopen and once it settles down, potential growth goes back to about where it was, if not above, because we have adapted lots of new ways of doing our business over the last 18 months. But, there's a short term. It's easier to exit the country than it is to enter. That's going to be the case for some time yet. And we think, throwing the borders open, it's not obvious which way the blowing or sucking sound is going to come from initially.
Yeah, do you worry about a brain drain?
I don't worry about it. I just want to, observe it. I know there's a very pent up 23, 30 something demographic who want to get off and do what young people want to do, go and travel and be involved around the world. So I would be surprised not to see that demographic head off. And our challenge at the moment is that the shock is global, so everyone is in this position. The war on talent will be extreme. There will be wage pressures for very specific skills.
Somebody this morning, I think it was the ANZ in their economic outlook, said house prices at 2.5% for the year next year. I think, was it you or the budget? It might have been the budget said 0.9%. Do you see houses going backwards at any point in the next year?
Yeah, our core projection is actually for the house price level to decline over the next 12 months. And that's, really a function of, by the way, we've been wrong for quite some time. That's the nature of animal spirits. Our estimates of what we would call fair value for house pricing based on the underlying economics, ignoring the FOMO behaviours, says that we're well above a sustainable house price, and house prices would decline as the significant supply comes on stream. We're in a record New Zealand record building period.
Are we? Well, I mean, I know we are, but then what I also see is you can't buy timber, you can't buy nails, you can't get labour, the sunset clauses are gone. The money's getting more expensive. I mean, there's a lot there that says that, you might get a lot of consents, not a lot of houses.
Yeah, that's what I'm operating off at the moment really is, I would say, what's in the tin. There's even just the momentum of what is actually being built at the moment is historically significant. But without doubt, all of those constraints are real. You're going to have this the usual unusual period where you've got an incredibly strong demand for house construction. At the same time, the profitability around building it is going to be challenged because of all the things you just mentioned.
Number of people commenting at the moment, there's a loss of independence at the Reserve Bank. What do you say?
I say no. The Monetary Policy Committee for what we're doing is very clear in legislation. We've got a very clear remit, and we've been able to get on and do it well. We've got a Monetary Policy Committee, 3 externals, 4 management, and we know our mahi. We're left alone to get on with setting the interest rates. There is institutional change coming, but the operational independence is sacrosanct across the governance structures.
Appreciate your time as always. Adrian Orr, Reserve Bank Governor.